Blog Talk Radio.
Glad he never lost the battle. Aren't you glad that you're serving a God that rules and super rules? He never lost the battle. And let me tell you, as long as you stay in Christ, you will never, ever lose. I don't care what it looked like. You're not a loser. You are a winner. Welcome to the Word Unknown. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly have happy to have each and every one of you all. I'm excited about this lesson. We're going to just jump right into it. First, we have a word of prayer. We'll ask Pastor should give us a word of prayer.
Father,
Good afternoon, everyone. Amen, amen. Thank you for that selection, Pastor. I'm so glad to know that God can do all things, and He has never lost a battle. Such a beautiful selection. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before You today. We're thanking You for this day, thanking You for Your word, Father God. We just giving You thanks for all things, Father God. Lord, we just praying that You will continue to be with us, Father God, and lead us and allow Your Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us into the truth, Father God, and let us live the truth, not only while we're having our Bible study, but even after we're off this call, that we will continue to allow Your Holy Spirit to guide us. Lord, we're praying for all those who have asked us to keep them in prayer, Father God. You said in Your word, You'll supply all of our needs, and You told us that we just to trust in You, Father God. Lord, we're praying for those that are sick and shut in and those who are going through, Father God. You said You will keep perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Thee. And be with those who are bereaved, Father God. Touch their hearts. Let them know, Father God, You said in Your word, I'll never leave You nor forsake You. The Lord, just help us to stand firm on this word of God. Bless all the listeners. Bless those that participate. Bless our pastor, Father God. We plead in the blood of Jesus, and we bind it up anything and everything that is not like Christ right now. In the name of Jesus, we're binding it up, Father God. And we're praying in the name of Jesus that You just have Your way in our life, that we will continue to be the children of God You're calling for. Have Your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're talking about comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And brother, I can't tell you how important that is. God have given us all things pertaining to godliness. Spiritually, you don't need nothing but to operate in it. That's in the conversation. Now, but how that happens is all based on what you hear. See? So when I was thinking about Apollos on yesterday, and we'll go to the scriptures in a moment, he hadn't really heard that it'd be a Holy Ghost. And the Lord said, how you going to believe Him unless you hear? Oh, my word. This man was awesome, but he just hadn't heard about there'd be a Holy Ghost. He hadn't heard about it. He heard about some John Baptist, and he was teaching it very well. And we'll get into some of these scriptures on them in a moment. But man, Apollos, I just did a little research on that man, and he was just like, wow, it blew me away. It literally, people talk about, you know, a lot of the great patriarchs, if you will, but very seldom they mention the teachings of Apollos, mighty man of God. He was faithful in the stuff he knew. So sometimes that's all God requires. Be faithful in what you know. Don't be out there trying to maybe act like this preacher, that preacher. Just be faithful in what you have.
Hallelujah.
Receive your daily bread from God every day and be faithful in that. And you do that by submitting yourself to God. Yesterday, we left off over there in the book of Acts, but I think it would be fitting if we would just go ahead on and read a little, First Corinthians 2, and I'm not sure if we were doing all of that, but I think we did First Corinthians 2. I think we did 10 through 16 or 12, somewhere in there. But let's start with 1 Corinthians 2 through, 14.
Yes, Pastor. Good afternoon. Thank you for that beautiful selection. Thank you, Pastor Bell, for that beautiful heartfelt prayer. And praise God, and good afternoon to all the listeners. 1 Corinthians 2, beginning at verse 10, in the King James, it reads as follows. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man, which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
Yes.
Which things also we speak, not in words, which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritually judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
And I read all the way through, Pastor, because in case you called on me to pray, I was going to read the scriptures. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Confirmation. Amen. From the Message Bible. The Spirit, not content to flirt around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except you yourself? The same with God, except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he lets us in on it. God offers a full report on the gifts of life and salvation that he is giving us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus, and we're passing it on to you in the same first-hand personal way. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There's no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by Spirit. God's Spirit and our spirits in open communion, spiritually alive. We have access to everything God's Spirit is doing and can't be judged by unspiritual critics. Isaiah's question, is there anyone around who knows God's Spirit? Anyone who knows what he's doing has been answered. Christ knows, and we have Christ's Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what's in you. That's why you're able to receive. That's why you're able to have things revealed, because you have
Thank
God's
you.
Spirit.
Thank
and so
you,
if you're not getting revelation, if you're not getting the message, it's because you haven't received his Spirit. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. God only delivers it by his Spirit.
Hallelujah.
If you don't get it from his Spirit, you won't get it. See, that's how I understand 10. I really understand 10 like that. But God has revealed them. He opened the curtains up. When you think about reveal, look at it like this. Have you ever been to, well, we got a theater here we call Fox Theater. It's renowned, but anyway, it's just a humongous theater. And it's just like any other theater where they have plays and things. You don't know what's going on until the curtains come up, until it's revealed. And the only way the curtain is coming up spiritually is through the Holy Spirit. That's how God reveals it. You don't get it in a text message.
All right, now. Come on.
The Holy Ghost has to reveal it.
You won't
see it on a billboard sticker. The Holy Ghost has to reveal it.
Amen. Amen.
You can't get it from auntie, from cousin. Now, God himself, the Holy Spirit, have to open this up to you.
Ooh, yes.
That's how you
say
get
that.
It. Mm-hmm. So when Apollo was talking, he said, man, I hadn't so much heard about a Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
See, he couldn't know the things of the Spirit. You know why? Because he hadn't been born of the Spirit. That's what the 11th verse talks about. For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of a man, which is in him. Even so, the things knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. See, that's what's going on with Apollo here. So over there in Acts 19, now that I wanted to share that with you. So when we go over here to Acts and then we go to Romans, you're going to see, man, it takes the Spirit of God to reveal this. And you got to hear it. You got to hear it in your spirit, man. And once you began to receive this stuff, once you began to receive it, then you become the sons of God. Okay, so in Acts 19, 1 and 2, I think we did 2 yesterday, but let's do 1 and 2 today, please.
That was Acts 1, 1 and 2, Pastor. I'm sorry.
Oh, Acts 19, 1 and 2. Acts 19, 1 and 2. Thank you.
Thank you. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not, so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Friend of message, disciple. Now it happened that while Apollos was away in Corinth, Paul made his way down through the mountains, came to Ephesus, and happened on some disciples there. The first thing he said was, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Did you take God into your mind only, or did you also embrace him with your heart? Did he get inside you? We've never heard of that. A Holy Spirit, God within us? Amen.
Amen. See, Apollo's story, and I think we made mention of it yesterday, his story starts in Acts 18:24-28. So let's put this together, and then I'm going to share some things with you. But I want you to have this in your spirit. Acts 18:24. I should have went there first.
In Acts 18:24, it reads as follows. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. Amen.
Amen. In the Message Bible, a man named Apollos came to Ephesus. He was a Jew born in Alexandria, Egypt, and a terrific speaker, elegant and powerful in his preaching of the scriptures. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want you all to read to the 28, my bad. 28? Acts 18:24 through 28.
Okay.
My apologies, Pastor. My computer was moving slow, and I was sidetracked, and that's why I wasn't sure. Okay. 18 through 28 in the King James reads. Okay, you want Acts 18? 24
yes,
through
yes.
28? Thank God. Coming back. And King James reads as follows. And a certain Jew named Apollo, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came. The man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently in things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and founded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Archaea, the brethren wrote exhorting the disciples to receive him who, when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace, for they mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicity shewing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. A man named Apollos came to Ephesus. He was a Jew, born in Alexandria, Egypt, and a terrific speaker, elegant, powerful in his preaching of the scriptures. He was well educated in the way of the master and fiery in his enthusiasm. Apollos was accurate in everything he taught about Jesus up to a point, but he only went as far as the baptism of John. He preached with power in the meeting place. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and told him the rest of the story. When Apollos decided to go on to Achaia province, his Ephesian friends came there His Ephesian friends gave their blessing and wrote a letter of recommendation for him, urging the disciples there to welcome him with open arms. The welcome paid off. Apollos turned out to be a great help to those who had become believers through God's immense generosity. He was particularly effective in public debate with the Jews, as he brought out proof after convincing proof from the scriptures that Jesus was, in fact, God's Messiah. Amen.
I'd like to begin by saying that, see, some people have an amazing natural talent for public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Some even have a great message. You'd be surprised, people
yeah.
who, I can think of a couple of preachers right now. One guy, the biggest church in Texas. When it comes to an inspiring message, a positive message, he got, but he's not teaching the people to be filled with the Holy Ghost. He's not teaching them about their eternal life. But he'll tell a joke or two, and he'll keep everything on the upbeat. So when Apollos arrived in Ephesus, shortly after Paul's departure, he made an really impact on the people in such a way, you probably refer and to the scripture that says, one plant and one water, but God gives the increase. And they were debating if they should follow Paul or Apollos, that this man had become so profound in the gospel until they put him side by side with Paul.
All right.
But you don't hear about him like you hear about Paul. But it behooves all of us to understand this man was doing all this great teaching. Sometimes I think about Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. Malcolm X was there, and I know what he stood for and all that good stuff. I'm not saying that. I'm just talking about the political sizing of both men. King got more recognition than the Malcolm X. Both on the scene at the same time. But one got elevated before the other. But one had a better message, too. So, I mean, I don't care how you slice that there. But the point is this. Sometimes you'll have two people walking down the same road, and one get elevated where the other one don't. And it will behoove you to go study, and you'll see that sometimes people right on track, they just need to be brought up to date on some things. And that's where, I feel that, you know, that's what was wrong with Malcolm X. I'm not trying to teach about Malcolm X, but if he had just been brought up to date about Christ, the same thing would have turned out a whole lot different, if you understand what I'm talking about. So, Apollos, he spoke boldly in public, interpreting like the Old Testament scriptures. He did it effectively. He was able to bring Jesus through all the genealogy. Yeah.
Say it now.
He was able to talk about why Mary could bring forth a child being a virgin. He could speak that stuff. He could talk about it. Everyone was excited. He knew about it. So when John started baptizing, he didn't have no problem teaching the gospel of John. But he was more to it than that, brothers and sisters. He had the faith. He had the opportunity to be a Christian. And forcefully and effectively, it did take place.
Yes. Amen.
Because God allowed Priscilla and Aquila, the couple, to come quickly, and they realized it. And so Apollo, and I want to get to this point, so I'm gonna put a pin right there. And I don't know, we may talk about Apollo this week. I just don't have enough time. But if I'm just recalling how Paul had did Aquila and how he had did Priscilla, how Paul's ministry, after gaining and hearing an established group, Apollos didn't have no problem believing because he had got the same kind of anointing that Paul had left there. If you remember, Paul, and it's okay to be an eyewitness, brothers and sisters. Let me tell you, it's okay to be an eyewitness. And then it's okay to tell what happened in your life. But let me tell you, if you really want to do something awesome, tell them what the Word of God says. Tell them about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Whew. Hallelujah.
That's what you have to do. See, it's good to have experience and thought that this happened and that happened. But let me tell you what, according to the scripture, over here in Romans 10 and 14, and you can read that if you will. Romans 10 and verse 14. See, the people got to hear it.
Yes,
Apollos
they do.
Hadn't heard this yet.
Yeah.
Don't read that. Thank you, Sharon.
Yes, Pastor. In the King James, it reads as follows: How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. But how can people call for help if they don't know who to trust? And how can they know who to trust if they haven't heard of the one who can be trusted? And how can they hear if nobody tells them? And how is anyone going to tell them unless someone is sent to do it? Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
See, Apollos, even though he was from Alexandria in Egypt, the second most important city in Rome, or I should say in the Roman Empire, all this stuff was going on, but he hadn't heard until Apollos. He hadn't, Apollos hadn't heard until Priscilla, and when once he began to hear what Aquila and Priscilla, he humbled himself because he wanted to hear the word. So when Aquila and Priscilla began to share the word of God with him, so then the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the man hadn't heard. How can he believe? So when he began, they began to share, he understood what was going on in Isaiah.
Yeah.
When he asked the question, Lord, in whom have believed I report? And in whom is the arms of the Lord revealed? See, he understood all that Old Testament stuff. Right up to John the Baptist. He knew that Jesus was the Christ. He knew that. See?
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't have enough. I may just get on there tomorrow and just tell the story. So y'all come back tomorrow. Let me go and finish telling this story. And meanwhile, stay safe, and we'll see you all tomorrow.